Psalm 68, we'll begin in verse 1. The little title in the Bible that I have here, King James Bible, it just said that this is a song of triumph, and I have to believe it is, amen? Let's read it in verse 1. It says, "Let God arise, let his enemies be scattered." Amen? You know, that's your answer right there. Just let God arise, let his enemies be scattered, amen? Do you know God takes your side? Do you know he takes your side and he pleads your cause if you're properly in Christ by faith? Amen? Amen. Hallelujah. So let God arise. Don't you think it's time? Let God arise. Let his enemies be scattered. Amen? And then it goes on to say, "And let them also that hate him flee before him. For as smoke is driven away, so drive them away. And as wax melts before the fire, so let the wicked perish at the presence of God. But let the righteous be glad, and let them rejoice before God. Yea, let them exceedingly rejoice." Amen. Hallelujah. Go to verse 18. "For thou hast ascended on high, and thou hast led captivity captive, and thou hast received gifts for men, yea, for the rebellious also, that the Lord God might dwell among them. So blessed be the Lord, who daily loads us with benefits, even the God of our salvation, Selah. He that is our God is the God of salvation, and unto God, the Lord, belongs the issues from death." Amen. This morning, if we could just minister just a few moments, I'm going to title this message, "The Unlimited Benefits." The Unlimited Benefits. Amen. How many of us know that serving God, there's some benefits that come with that? Amen. I mean, there's some major benefits that come with loving the Lord, putting faith in Christ, and loving the Lord and following him with all your heart. And those benefits are freely given to you by faith, if you'll believe. Let's go before the Lord, the unlimited benefits. Father, again, in the name of the Lord Jesus, we just thank you for those that have gathered in your name. And Father, again, we just thank you for your abundant provision. We thank you for the carpeting that we see here today. We realize that's an honor and a privilege, Lord, that we can even have such luxuries, Lord. But Father, today we ask for the anointing of God on your word. Lord, we're just a building without the moving of your Spirit. And be with us today. Send your presence. Let the Holy Spirit come. Let him move today mightily in the hearts of your people and upon the preacher. And everybody said amen and amen. Psalms 103 has a few verses that basically say, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all of his benefits." And those benefits are basically that he forgives, he heals, he'll crown us with loving kindness, he redeems us, amen. I mean, it pays to serve the Lord this morning, amen. You know, as we always want to take on a new year and we always have New Year's resolutions, we're always believing God that as we approach a new year, it's always a time of a new beginning, new vision, new entities going on. And, you know, we want to make the most of our year. But I feel what the Lord has really been dealing with me is just to really let us know, and that God wants all of us to know, yours included, that God has many benefits for the child of God, but it's going to take you believing God to receive those benefits and to see the benefits of serving the Lord really come to fruition in your heart and in your life. You see, my friend, it still takes faith. It still takes a consecration to the Lord to see the benefits of the Lord work in our daily life. Amen? It's not so much that we do things to get the hand of God to move or that we do things to get God to extend his benefits, but what he does want is faith, and he wants you to look to him and to trust in his shed blood. Amen? And if we will do that, God promises that he'll move heaven and earth. Let God arise, let his enemies be scattered, and he'll make you the head and not the tail, above and not beneath. Amen? He'll bless you coming in, he'll bless you going out. I've said this 100 times, but so many of us as Christians, we live far below the poverty line, spiritually speaking. Amen? Jesus has done so much on the cross. He went there to shed his perfect life blood. God put a policy on the Son of God, but it would take the death of the Son of God to pay out of that policy. Amen. How many of you have a life insurance policy, but it takes somebody dying before it'll pay out? Amen. But what God did in Christ is that God put the policy on Jesus, and when Jesus met all the conditions and he willingly offered his life, let death take him, now the payout, hallelujah, is out of this world. Amen. Glory to God. And you and I, by faith, are the beneficiary of that policy. Amen. So understand, as we take on our 2015 this year, God wants faith. He wants you to believe him and trust him for great and mighty things. Amen. I mean, we saw some wonderful things in 2015, but I believe this is going to be a greater year. Amen. Because I believe before the Lord returns, God is going to get the attention of the world through the church of Jesus Christ one more time. Amen. Hallelujah. And I'll tell you what a glorious time to be alive and be part of the church of the living God. Amen. It's time, I'm telling you, to believe him for great and mighty things. But remember, with every time you believe God for great things, there will be tests of faith. There will be obstacles in your way. There will be circumstances arise. And I'm telling you, you don't have to fight Satan. You don't have to fight the devil, but you do have to fight your unbelief. You have to fight the good fight of faith. And it's a good fight. It's a good fight. Amen. Satan's been defeated, but you're going to have to believe he's been defeated on your behalf. You're going to have to believe that everything Christ did on the cross is for you as a personal benefit. Amen. And I'll tell you what, it's taken a lot of years for me to understand and get that in my spirit, that it's a finished work. Amen. And if we'll just believe him and trust him and look to him, my Lord, then there's an unlimited grace, hallelujah, that'll come your way and get you through every day. The Bible said he daily loads us with benefits. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So understand this morning. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Don't forget his benefits. He forgives, he heals, he redeems, he satisfies, he crowns us with loving kindness. What we have to look at this morning is that because of Jesus' work on the cross, God, in our text, has given gifts unto men. In fact, this is what Paul quoted in Ephesians chapter 4. Prior to Jesus going to Calvary, you got to understand that when any human being passed away and died, they went to one of two locations. They went into the bowels of the earth, and they either went on the paradise side of hell or on the suffering side of hell. In other words, no man went to heaven until Jesus would pay the sin debt upon the cross. Men was held from the shed blood of Abel from the Garden of Eden. Abel was held there probably the longest, but realizing he was on the paradise side of hell. But when men passed on, if they were in faith and they properly looked to Jehovah God, then when they passed on, they went into the bowels of the earth to be on the comforting side of hell. Now that sounds like a misnomer. It sounds like a paradox, a contradiction. You say, but it's all hell. Well, hell means Sheol. It means a place in the lower parts of the world, of the earth. And there was a paradise side and there was a suffering side. And when men passed on, if they were right with God, they went on to the paradise side. If they were not right with God, they went unto the suffering side where there was eternal torment. And those people are there yet to this hour. Amen. And will ever be there until hell is emptied. Then they are judged and cast into the lake of fire. But God has something better for us. He has something better that he's offered to this world. Amen. And so understand that the provision of Christ upon the cross is an unlimited benefit for the whole human race if they'll come to Jesus. You see, because of his work on the cross, Jesus, or God, hath given gifts unto men. Unto the lost, what has God given? He's given them salvation, at least a chance at it. Do you realize God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life? That is the provision, the unlimited provision of God through the work of the cross to a lost and a dying world. No man, no woman, no mother, no child, no son, no daughter has to die lost. The provision has been made. The gospel is proclaimed. If men will come to Jesus and believe on the Son of God for personal sin, for personal salvation, then guess what? They are given an unlimited benefit of salvation, brought into the family of God, and given everything. Amen? Hallelujah. But if they reject the gospel, then they will eternally lose everything. And even though the benefit was available, it did nothing for them because of willful rejection of God's prescribed order of salvation and victory, that is, faith in the Savior, Jesus Christ, and His shed blood upon the cross. So God's gift to the world is salvation. It's an unlimited benefit. Do you realize right now, if every single human being that is living on this world right now would hear the good news, receive Jesus Christ, there is enough benefit that it would never even begin to exhaust the salvation provision from God. Amen? Every human being could be gloriously born again and saved and live eternally with the Lord. Wouldn't that be wonderful? But unfortunately, men reject the unlimited grace of God and the unlimited goodness of God because of hardness of heart and unbelief and rejection of the gospel. So understand this morning, there is a provision, there is a benefit, and God has extended that benefit to a lost and to a dying world, which puts a responsibility on you and I. Church isn't just to build us up, that's a lot of it, but it's to get us to get the good news outside the four walls of this church, amen? We have a mission field, we have a responsibility. I know some churches put above the door that you are now entering your mission field when you leave the building. And friend, but that needs to be etched in our heart, amen? Doing our best to preach the gospel, to let the lost know there's been a provision made. God loved you and God died for you in the person of Jesus Christ. And it's an unlimited benefit because it's for whosoever will, amen? Praise the Lord. That's God's gift to the world. He gave gifts unto men. And the Bible says even to the rebellious in our text. God died for His enemies. Jesus died for those that hate Him, even for the rebellious. He died for the good and He died for the ugly. Amen? He died for them all because He loved them and He loves the human race. Because of Jesus' work on the cross, God hath given gifts unto men. Unto the lost He has given a provision of salvation, and it's for all. But to the church, He's given what's known, as Paul called it, the fivefold ministry, the apostle, the prophet, the evangelist, the pastor, and the teacher. God gave gifts unto man upon the death of Christ. And that gift is that He is God-ordained ministry that He has set in the body of Christ to build us up in the faith, to teach us the ways of God, to teach us the way of faith and grace, amen, to teach us of the Savior, till we all one day should come into the unity of the faith. Not generic faith, the faith, amen? There's only one, the faith, and that is Christ and Him crucified. And do you realize that that message today is being attacked by much of the modern church, even the evangelical church? They're taught that you come to the cross and salvation, now you move beyond it. And we get into all the other things we do. Well, I'll tell you what, you go their way, they'll take you back to the psychiatric couch. Because they have gone into secular humanism. They've gone away from the finished work of Jesus Christ, and they've added to it. Amen? But God's gifts unto men are God-appointed, God-anointed apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, teachers. And if they're from God, they have one message. Jesus and Him crucified for you and for me. And the victory and the benefits that come through that finished work. Hallelujah. He hath given us all things that pertain unto life and to godliness. Through the beautiful finished work of the Son of God who loved you, who died for you, and who gave Himself for you. We don't need to frustrate the grace of God. Amen. Think about that. It's an unlimited benefit. He's given us ministry in the church to build us up in the faith. Thank God for that. Thank God for that. And that's why we need the house of God. We need to gather together and hear the word ministered, to worship the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, to worship the Savior, the one who loves us, the one who died for us. Amen? And that's why the word of God tells us that we're not to forsake the assembling of ourselves as the manner of some is. There's an anti-church movement out there saying we don't need that. I differ with them because Paul still says in his word, if it's possible to gather. Do you know in other cultures they will risk their life, they will walk 30 miles to get to the house of God. Amen? Or at least to where believers are gathered to worship. Why? Because they love the Lord and they know the body of Christ is, that's their brothers and sisters. Amen? And we need encouragement in the word. We need encouragement one with another. And friend, that's my brother, that's my sister. We're all one, amen, in Jesus Christ. So understand this benefit this morning. He gave gifts unto men. To the world he gave salvation, a provision that man don't have to die lost. Unto the church he gave the fivefold ministry. Why? So we come into maturity of the faith, so we come into the unity of the faith, so we can grow in the things of God and the knowledge of the Lord. Amen? That's what it's all about. But to each believer now, the benefit is an unlimited benefit. Now that I'm in the body of Christ, now that I am born again, now that I am saved, now that I belong to God, amen, I got some benefits. You have some benefits. I'm not so sure if you believe me this morning. You're saying, Pastor, life's been a little hard, been a little challenging. Where are those benefits? Where's your faith? Are you believing? Amen? Amen. God is no respecter of persons. God has ordained it one way. You have to believe what was done. It has been won, it is done, and it's for you. Do you know how long I wrestled with that? Because there was a subtle unbelief in my spirit, especially when I was under legalistic Christianity. I thought I had to do a little more, work a little harder, try a little harder. I had to give a little more effort, and you know, and I was already pulling myself through a garden hose. Amen. And I almost burned out and lost my mind. But when I begin to see the grace of God and the finished work of the cross, and I began to believe it's a finished work, and that I'm not just some secluded child of God over here in the corner, everybody else gets blessed but not me kind of thing. You ever have that mentality? You ever feel that way? Why is everybody else blessed in the Lord? Why does it seem they have goodness and grace and mercy and peace, but I struggle? You know, my friend, can I say, it's not per se a lack of the benefits. It's not that they are favored of God more than you are favored of God. Somebody is believing what was already provided. Somebody has fought the good fight of faith and is realizing that my faith must be anchored in Christ and that finished work that he did on the cross. And if I do that, God promises then that he'll extend to me all his benefits of mercy and grace. Amen? And I'll get it all one day in Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. That God wants you blessed. He wants to raise you up. He wants to strengthen your heart. He wants to prosper your way. Amen. He wants to even bring healing to our mortal body. The Bible says, if I'm in proper faith, the Spirit of God will quicken your mortal body. Amen. Hallelujah. That's a provision. It's a benefit. My Lord, bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all of his benefits. He heals you. He saves you. He gives you mercy. He redeems you. He crowns you with loving kindness. There's not a person here that's not loved intimately by God. Amen. And he proved it by hanging on the cross, dying with your name in his heart. Amen. Hallelujah. There's an unlimited benefit, and there's a benefit to the believer this morning. And as we take on our new year, I want you believing God for great things like never before. But more than anything, I want you believing on your Savior. I want you learning about what he won for you at the cross. And I want you to believe what he won for you at the cross. And believe that it's a daily benefit extended into your daily life. Jesus said, every day, take up your cross and follow me. That is the words of Christ. Don't fight me. Don't argue with me about the message. Jesus said, every day you take it up. The Bible says in our text this morning that God daily loads us with benefits. Loads us with benefits. Amen? Think about that. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The more you believe that, the more grace flows in your daily moment-by-moment life. Amen? The more he will do for you, the more you'll experience his presence. Amen? Hallelujah. What a good way to start the year, believing God. Amen. Trusting him for great and mighty things. Glory to Jesus. He daily loads us with benefits. You see, to each believer, the benefit is unlimited. It's unlimited. It's an unlimited benefit. It's unlimited. That word has been going in my spirit all week long. That by my faith and my union with the Son of God, because I put my faith in Jesus Christ, and I trust what he has won for me on Calvary's cross, I realize, and I'm beginning to realize, that his benefit to my life is unlimited. It don't have limits. It doesn't exhaust itself. What is your daily need? Your daily need. God cannot be exhausted as it regards His supply for you. And I know what you're thinking, because you're saying, boy, I'll tell you, I'm going without a few things, Pastor. Listen. It's here little, there little, line upon line, precept upon precept. You see, God will open the floodgates of heaven for you and pour you out a blessing you cannot contain. But there are times between the blessing that God is preparing you for the greater things that He wants to bring into your life. I share that a lot. There are a lot of things we can't handle because we're not mature enough in the faith to handle some things. Amen. Right? The problem is we think we're ready to handle it. Amen? That's the problem. You talk to every 15-year-old, they think they're ready for marriage. You and I as parents say, no, you're not. No, you're not. Amen. Think about it. That 12-year-old thinks he can go out and drive that car. He's not ready for it. But God has something down the road for him. The point I'm trying to say, God has great things for us, and in His due time, they will come our way. Everything you need is in the cross, and will every need in this life is in the cross. And that's what we want you to see this morning. Everything for which Jesus died has already been provided. The payment has been paid in full. God hath made a way. Amen. It is done. It is finished. He didn't say it's partially done. He didn't say it's partially finished. He didn't say this is just a little deposit. Now I got to go to heaven and finish the work. It is finished. And because it's finished, He gave gifts unto men. And the first thing that happens is when you and I pass on into the next life as believers, we don't go into the bowels of the earth. We are escorted in the very presence of God in heaven above. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My Lord, what a benefit. Amen. You don't think that's important? I think that's important. Amen. Glory. Hallelujah. Should this life be cut short, then God hath a better place. Amen. Each believer, the benefit is unlimited. It begins with an unlimited forgiveness. You know, these are the basics of Christianity, but think about this. Bible says God in Christ has forgiven you and I all iniquities and trespasses. The forgiveness of God is an unlimited benefit. You cannot sin away God's ability to forgive the sin. The Bible says His forgiveness in the Psalms is to be feared. Why? Because there is nothing any human being can do to sin to the point that God's mercy and grace and the finished work of Jesus' shed blood cannot reach down and forgive that individual. It tells me that, don't tell me you're too bad for God, too evil for God, you've sinned away your day of grace. No. The forgiveness of God is an unlimited benefit. If you have a struggle and you're going through some things and you know you're being a cur dog, you know what you can do? You can go to Jesus and you can say, forgive me, Lord. Forgive me, Lord. Jesus even told Peter, if you got to forgive a man 500 times in a day, it's all right. Amen. He was given the point that my forgiveness is unlimited. I don't care if it's 1,000 times in a day. Keep coming. Because one day I'll give you victory over that and you won't have to be forgiven of that anymore. Amen. Hallelujah. It tells me there's a hope for me. There's a hope for you. Hallelujah. We don't always fire on all 8 cylinders. My Lord, we're flawed. We're human. And there's, how can I say, recesses of unbelief in our heart at times. And there are sometimes we're just old. We're just in the flesh. Amen? You say, well, what is that like? You know what that's like. Amen? That's half the reason you don't got peace in your life. Amen? Think about it. The forgiveness of God is unlimited. It is unlimited. It cannot be exhausted. Amen? You can't exhaust the forgiveness of God. It is impossible. Amen? Hallelujah. Which brings us now to unlimited justification. My Lord, you're looking at a preacher, a human being, that has been justified by faith. I had many crimes against God. I was a sinner and I wrote the book. Amen. I know what it is I got saved from, and I realize what He has saved me from too. Amen. My Lord. But His justification is unlimited. You cannot exhaust the justification of the Lord. That means the acquittal of God. If I'm in faith in the crucified, then God sees me as clean, with no guilt, no condemnation, no charges, no rap sheet. My Lord, I am free. I am clean as the blood of Jesus can make me. Hallelujah. I am a justified child of the living God. Hallelujah. I'm justified. God is not imputing my sin unto me, but in place of imputing sin unto me, He imputes righteousness. And it's unlimited righteousness. Hallelujah. That's why, friend, you don't have to be under the condemnation, the cloud of guilt. If you have sinned, take it to Jesus. My God, get it under the blood. And enjoy justification by faith. Justification. 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 Even when you're having a bad day, you're still justified by faith. Amen? Hallelujah. Because if you're truly walking in the Lord, there's a conviction in your heart when you've done wrong, and you'll make it right with God. Amen? And you'll enjoy some of that unlimited forgiveness of sin. Amen? Hallelujah. But meanwhile, I'm justified. I'm justified. And some say justified means just as if I'd not ever sinned against God. And it's a perfect justification. Hallelujah. You know why a lot of people don't go to church? They're under guilt. There are things in their life they know aren't right, and they're under guilt. I don't want to go to church and hear that I need to live right. I don't want to go to church and be told I have to repent. I don't want to go to church and feel guilt and condemnation. But when you're justified, amen, when you're justified by faith, then guess what? Amen, there's no more guilt. There is therefore now no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus, amen, who don't walk after the flesh, but walk after the Spirit. My Lord, there is no condemnation. I know what that's all about. I used to live for years as a child of God under guilt and condemnation because I felt I never measured up. Well, in myself, I didn't. But once I understood unlimited justification, my God, it never exhausts itself because it's a benefit of the finished work. I'm justified by faith, not by what I do, but it's by what I'm believing. Amen. Take on your year this year believing God that you're justified, that you are forgiven. You are forgiven of all sin and iniquity if you're in Christ. Amen. You know, you would hear that message and you go, why wouldn't anybody want to believe that? Why wouldn't anybody want to accept that? I'll tell you what, the heart is so dark. And sin has such a deep grip on so many hearts and lives that people today become gospel hardened to the point where they just won't believe what's done. And they'll live under that cloud. And they'll run to every fix in the world to try to get a relief of that guilt. Instead of come to the altar of God and surrender their life. We sang it this morning, I surrender all. Amen. Hallelujah. What a benefit. What a benefit. Praise the Lord. We get unlimited forgiveness. We get unlimited justification. How about unlimited mercy? How about mercy? I need mercy. I need His mercy. There's hardly a day goes by that in prayer I don't find myself brought to tears because I say, God, I need your mercy because I know I'm so undone without you. I need your help. I need your compassion because in myself I'm weak, but in Jesus Christ I'm strong. Amen. Mercy. Mercy rewrote my life is what the song says. Mercy. God wants to show mercy. The Bible says to the merciful, God will be merciful. To the froward, God will be froward. In other words, mercy is an unlimited benefit to the child of God. But what qualifies you for the mercy is you must be of a broken and contrite spirit. The proud and arrogant and the lifted up, God says they stand afar off from the Lord. Amen. But if you want to bring yourself and humble yourself at the feet of Jesus, spiritually speaking, on a daily, moment-by-moment basis, He'll extend to you mercy. Mercy. And what is mercy? It's a compassion, even though you don't deserve it. It's God extending His, it's God loving on you when you don't deserve to be loved on. Hello? Wow. Hallelujah. And it's unlimited. Hallelujah. Mercy. Which takes us into unlimited sanctification. Sanctification. You see, this is where the modern church doesn't understand the cross. We understand the cross as it regards getting saved. Yep, we got to get our sins under the blood. We come to Jesus. We believe on Him. But now that we're in the kingdom of God, now that I'm a child of God, now we move on to the other things that the preachers say, the new paradigm shift, the new fad, the new thing God is doing, the new thing. You know what the new thing was in the Old Testament? It was the new covenant through the grace of the blood of the Son of God. That's the new thing. In other words, the cross and the grace that comes through the finished work of the cross. That's the new thing. But sanctification means that God, in an unlimited way, my life will exhaust itself before God gets done with my sanctification process. Sanctification is basically this. God is filing away and chipping away at our hardness, our undoneness, our un-Christ-likeness, and He will spend all of eternity developing us into the image of His Son, Jesus Christ. Pastor, why does life have to be so hard? You're being made into the image of Jesus Christ. God is putting a little pressure on you, watching how you react, and it's just a little more signal that you're not arrived yet. You're not like Jesus in all points yet, amen? And guess what? He'll spend the rest of our life working on us. He'll work on that attitude, that heart, that character, that demeanor. Amen? And little by little, I become a little more patient, a little more loving, a little more kind, a little more like Jesus, a little more forbearant. Amen? And it's an unlimited benefit. God is sanctifying my life. He's sanctifying your life. It's an unlimited benefit of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You see, we war good warfare by truth. By the truth. And knowing that truth will make us free. Let's wind down here. We're looking at the unlimited benefits of the Lord. He gives us unlimited mercy, unlimited forgiveness, unlimited justification, unlimited sanctification, unlimited peace. The enmity has been slain. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God. You don't think this is a major deal? What's the major cause for emotional turmoil today? Even in the body of Christ. Somebody said, well, it's the devil. It's all the devil. That's part of it. But do you realize part of the problem is men don't have the peace of God ruling in their heart? And it's an unlimited supply of God's peace. And it's a peace that was produced at the cross. Number one, I'm not at odds with God anymore. Therefore, being justified by faith, I have peace with God. Amen? And if I have peace with God, I'm at rest. Hallelujah. My Lord, all is well between the Lord and I by my faith in the finished work. Peace with God. And friend, what does that look like? You'll be at peace. There'll be a joy in your life. Your home should be a happier place. Amen. Peace. What is peace? It's peace. And it's unlimited. Hallelujah. Listen, too many lives filled with strife. Too many lives filled with turmoil. Listen, I know pressures come. Things go wrong. Circumstances come. But in spite of what's going on around me, in my life and in my heart, I can be at peace. And woe to me if I'm the one causing the strife. Jesus said, woe unto, offenses will come, but woe unto those through whom offenses come. You know, I'm convinced of this. I think most of us are our own worst enemy. We get in the flesh, and the wrath of man never works the righteousness of God. It just doesn't. The Bible says the way of peace they have not known. Amen? The Bible says where no wood is, the fire goes out. It's a nice way of saying, my friend, by the unlimited grace and power and mercy of God, sometimes God just helps us to just shut our mouth. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. You know, words are like the feathers. You take a bag of feathers, you pour them out on the driveway, and the wind comes and carries those feathers away, and you'll never gather them all up again. And wherever those feathers go, it's a little, that's like words. Wrong words are like feathers in the wind. They'll find a destiny, somebody will pick it up, and it won't be you. And somebody will be wounded and hurt and offended. Amen? Hallelujah. And unlimited peace. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God. How about unlimited access to God? I don't feel God in my life. Where is He? You have unlimited access. Listen, because you don't feel Him doesn't mean He's not there. And it doesn't mean you don't have access. I can call on Jesus 24/7. He never sleeps. He never slumbers. I can call on Him in the morning, at noon, and at night. I can call Him in the middle of the night. I can call Him right now. And talk to Him right now as I'm talking to you. My Lord, I have 100% unlimited access to the throne of God, to the throne of grace, by my faith in the finished work of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. I could call on Jesus anytime. Oh, yes, I can. Hallelujah. And you know what, my friend? If I have access to God, you know one thing I'm learning about, and it takes a long time, but if I'll take more of my troubles, more of my problems, more of my brokenheartedness to Him, He can do so much more than any human being can do, can't He? Can't He though? Amen? Amen? We put on men what only God is able to bear. Don't we? Hallelujah. Unlimited access to God. I can go to Him anytime, all the time. And He never puts you on hold. You never get a busy signal. You never get the answering machine. Amen? Hallelujah. He's always there. 100% unlimited access to God. Why are we preaching this now? Because I want you to take on your year with a newfound faith in what Christ has done, and you got some benefits that have been paid for in full. And friend, listen, like I said earlier, you and I that have life insurance policies, if that there's been a death, that policy pays out. How many of you would say, even though it's there, I don't need it. I just don't want it. I don't need it. I'm fine without it. I work my job. I don't need the money. No, no, no. There's a benefit that's been paid. Somebody died that benefit can come your way. Jesus died that some benefits can come your way. And we've been talking about those benefits: justification, mercy, sanctification, grace, the access to the grace of God, access to the throne of God, peace. That's all yours. Hallelujah. It's yours by faith, my Lord. You'll never exhaust it in this lifetime, in 1,000 lifetimes, in 1,000,000 lifetimes. Hallelujah. It's yours. It's yours. Peace, mercy, sanctification, unlimited grace, unlimited power. You have a life source in Jesus Christ. Unlimited help, unlimited sufficiency, and unlimited favor. Hallelujah. Yes, you. It's for you. Every one of you. Every one of you. If I wait about till the Packer game's done, maybe it'll sink in. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Boy, when those Cowboys lose today, I might just leave the house about 15 minutes early because I don't want to be left alone with Nicholas. This is the, you know, how many years has it been? This is the only chance I get to razz my boy about football. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Think about it. Unlimited grace, unlimited power, unlimited life source, help, sufficiency, favor, unlimited acceptance. My God. One of the biggest things we struggle with is, am I really accepted by God? Does he love me? Yes. How do I know I'm accepted of him? Is your faith in Jesus Christ and him alone? And does your faith extend from the person of Christ to the work of Christ on the cross for you, which is his shed blood? You see, even with a life insurance policy, it takes a person, it takes a policy, and it takes payment on that policy. It pays out nothing unless there's been a death and unless the policy was paid for by premiums. So when somebody passes on, it's just not faith in the one that put the policy on the person, but it's faith in the company that backs up the policy and then knowing that it was paid for in full. Jesus hung on that cross and paid for it in full. In full. It is finished. It is done. The payment has been made in full. There is no excuse why you and I now can't receive the full benefits for which Christ died. And we receive them by faith. And God dispenses it by his unlimited, daily, moment-by-moment grace. How does the goodness of God come to me? It comes to you extended in this thing called grace. It means that all things will work together for good in your life for them that love God. All things. I don't like this week. I don't know if you know what I'm going through, if you know what happened to me. Listen, in Christ, Liz and I went through some very, very hard years. There was some setbacks. There was some loss back when. But we have found, by coming through that, and fighting that fight of faith, trusting what was done. It has taken time, but we're seeing little by little a restoration of life and even some things. And why is it coming? Because of us? No. We do our part, but we believe in the finished work of the cross. That's our faith. And God promises that he'll move heaven and earth in due time. You know, they preach it this way, but everything you need is in that finished work. Your next car, your next job, your next provision, your next paycheck, the next shoes on your feet, the next house you're going to live in. God, before the foundation of the world, knew you and planned your life and planned the provision of your life. And Jesus paid for it on the cross. Now it's a done deal. It's a done deal. All you got to do is believe him and ask and seek and knock a little bit. Go biblical. Go God's way. Go scripturally. Amen? And go after some things by faith. Amen? You know, I see this as in the body of Christ. We don't go after things like we should. Amen? If I didn't go after Liz, she wouldn't be here today. God revealed to me, she was dating a guy, and when I knew God dealt with me that she was the one, I tried calling her, and I just wanted to talk to her a little bit. I probably called 5-6 times, left 5-6 messages. Unbeknown, she had a boyfriend at the house at that time that was just come over for the day, and he heard all those messages, and he goes, "Who's Mr. Persistent here?" Hallelujah. You have not because you ask not. Amen. Yes. Hallelujah. Glory to God. That's just one example. Amen. This church, I told God at the warehouse when the township said you got 2 weeks to be out of this industrial warehouse where we were having church. I said, Lord, we're not going to haul this church from meeting room to meeting room to meeting room. It's either we have a place to go and it's going to be a permanent place or a place that we can hang our hat for a while. We're not bouncing this every week to some other place. God opened heaven, confirmed it with his word, and with 17 people and a rent that was going to triple, got us into this building, more than triple. Amen. And we've never looked back. We've never missed a month rent, ever. We got $210,000 paid off this building. I just figured it out the other day. That'll be in the report next week. Hallelujah. And we're still doing some little renovations, repairs as we go. Praise God. Hallelujah. And we've not had, at least up to this point, pay any interest on the rent or on the purchase of the building. They take $1,900 of the $2,000 that we pay a month. $2,000 a month rent in this place. But they're taking $1,900 of it and taking it off the purchase price. We're almost halfway there. Amen. Wow. Windows of heaven. Unlimited grace. Unlimited provision. God before the world began. Calvary didn't know it, but they were building this church for us. Amen. Of course, I'd love to have their new building, though. You should see that place. Wow, that's just gorgeous. Like a $4 or $5 million edifice on the other side of town. But you know what? God has a plan. God has a plan. Everything God has, it's unlimited. It's unlimited. That tells me the possibilities with your life is unlimited. Unlimited. It's unlimited. Don't limit God by unbelief. Realize that you've been purchased, you've been bought with the blood of the Son of God, that God has a plan for you. The benefits of the cross are all yours, amen? And as you take on this year, believe God for greater things, bigger things, more powerful things, amen? Oh, there will be some setbacks, some trials, there will be some tests, there will be some utmost failures, but get up again, get up again, get up again, and keep believing the Lord, trust Him, and guess what? We're going to get to the end of next year, and we're going to rehearse and go over what good things God did for us this year, amen? Hallelujah. Amen. It's not over. It's just beginning. Amen. Glory. 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 Unlimited justification. Unlimited forgiveness. I'm clean. I'm forgiven. I have a brand new start every morning of every day. My Lord. Hallelujah. And you know what? If my past is under the blood, so is yours. And so, if you won't bring up my past, I won't bring up yours. And even if you do, I won't bring up yours. Because I don't care. It's gone. It's done. It's under the blood. You can't steer a car by looking in the rearview mirror all the time. Amen? Some of you going, amen, brother. I've tried that a few times. Amen. My Lord, an unlimited future, an unlimited eternity, unlimited grace. Oh, the list goes on and on and on. I started writing. I couldn't stop writing. Oh my, this is all unlimited. There's no limit to it. There's no cap. It's like, okay, this is all we're going to do. This is it. All done. You've exhausted it all. You can't exhaust it. Can't exhaust it. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The unlimited benefits of the cross. And they're all yours. They're all yours. How are you going to take on this year? Musicians, please. I'm going to believe. What must I do, Pastor, to receive the benefits of the Lord? You have to believe. You have to exhibit faith, for without faith, it's impossible to please God. Jesus came to his homeland, had a pocket full of miracles, could do there no mighty work because of their hardness of heart and unbelief, and he marveled over that. Don't let Jesus marvel over your and my hardness of heart and unbelief. Amen. Two times he marveled. The great faith of a Roman centurion and the great unbelief of his own. He marveled over that.